Via. The Gemara says on Daf Yud Aleph Aleph, Rav Yehuda Rav Sora Sota Asura Toma Ksiv Baka Arayos.
Right. Anyone want to translate that line for me? Anyone? What does that mean? Shouldn't be that hard, should it? What? Okay, but even simpler than that. What do we learn from Toma Karayos? Who's Usher based on Toma Karayos?
Sarasota.
Sarasota. What about? What about Sota? Why is Sota Usher? Why is Sota Usher?
So let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Sarasota Asura Hayanasi Beis Nashim Zinsa Achas Nachtavish Edom Meis Below Banim He Vitzaras of Turos Af Min Hachalitza. My time at Tomak Siva Vinistra Vahim Nitma. So he vitzarasa pturas afanachalitza. What's the reason? Tomak sibavanistra vihi nitma. Sounds from Rashi like, why is she usher? Because? What? No. The husband died, right? He left her. Sounds from Rashi like, how do we know you can't bring out from the sota? What does it sound like from Rashi? What?
She's
an erva because it says tuma, right? Sounds rational. Like tuma is the mocker to asur her, and to ask. I mean, so what do you mean? Sarasota asur tuma ksiva karayis. Even Sarasota, obviously herself, and even the tsara. Really, it's like short of saying sota vitsaroseha asuros. My time of tuma ksiva karayis. But they only picked the bigger chiddush of the tsara. And they sort of assumed they threw in, while we weren't looking, the smaller chiddush of sota. So, it could be that tuma is, and that's clearly what Tosos holds. Weird, we see that Tosos holds this very clearly. On our daf, it is not as clear. But, in sota, I think that Tosos is very clear. How do we know that sota herself is asura? Yeah, so to vados lo dami lo hachi gimme the Thomas stam harehi ke erva gemur the gzeres akasu with the pturos. How do we know the sota herself? He's not talking anything about tsaros. Is pturos? Ah, because it says toma. So Tosos, and that's certainly what it sounds like from Rashi here, assumes that the reason why Sota and her tsaros are pturos is because it says toma, as opposed to if you just read the Gemara, kipshuto, what might you say? If you just read the Gemara, that what does toma come for? To tell you that tsara sota. It is, what is toma? Toma tishu, the tsara is like her. But how do we know she's pater? Maybe it doesn't say that in our sugya. Maybe our sugya doesn't tell us why sota is pater. Could it be that our sugya doesn't tell us why sota is pater, herself is pater? Would that make sense? Is it mistaba that our sugya might not even tell us why sota herself is pater? Yeah, because there's another sugya, right? The sugya and sota of Hamad Beis. Are tsaros mentioned in that sugya and sota of Hamad Beis, the Bava and Aleph? I don't think so. I don't remember any discussion of tsaros. They weren't getting into tsaros there, right? There they were discussing why a sota is not mitzvah. I might zyamnem yivui. Why is a sota asura? Okay, so they have four answers there, right? The most famous ones are the first and the last, right? The first one is says v'halcha v'haisa le'ish acher, sota marry someone else, acher and not yavam, right? The second answer is that she destroys the house, so how could there be yibam, right? The third answer is that whoever marries her is doing something wrong by being into her house, I have to be a mitzvah to marry her. And the fourth answer is the Kal v'chomer, right? If she's usher to her husband, because she's already married in mutter too, meaning if a sota becomes usher to the person she's already with, Kal v'chomer, she doesn't become mutter to a new brother.
to the Yibam. Okay, so who holds the second derech? Who holds the other derech? Anyone? Okay. Is this really Machlok Shushan or am I making it up? What? Perhaps the Ravid, right? Let's just say, right, just trying to read Pshat in the first line of the Gemara. Nothing fancy, right? What does it mean? What is the Tumah? One way is that the Tumah means she is like an Erva. Therefore, Sota Vetzaroseha Asuros. Right? This seems to be the Derech of Rashi and definitely of Tosos. The other derech is that, no, read the Gemara. The Gemara says, Sara Sota Asura Toma Ksiv Bakarayos, right? What do you mean? Not she is like an Erva. She's not like an Erva necessarily. We don't know if she's like an Erva or not. Meaning, Saroseha Kimosa, like an Erva. From Toma we learn Saroseha Kimosa. How do we know what her din is? Right? How do we know what her din is? How do we know she is a Sura? So go to Sota Hand Base. Let's just take the first answer there. Le'ish Acher. Velo Le'yavam. Who takes this derech? That the reason we know she's a Sura is from Sota Daf Hand Base? Right? The Ra'ah seems to take, correct, the Ra'ah seems to take this derech, but in addition, let's see who takes this derech. Now, what's the nafkamina of what Tumah means? What's the nafkamina whether Tumah means she is Asura like an Erva, or Tumah just means her tzaras are like her, but Tumah doesn't tell us her status. Her status we need to learn from someplace else. Hmm? Meaning? What? Right, that's the two ways of reading the Sugya, right?
This is Ramban, true. Ramban is probably the first one to be explicit
the Sugya's this way. Right, is it that Tumah makes a Sota like an Erva? Or no, a Sota status comes from the Gemara in Sota. Tumah doesn't tell us the din of the Sota. Read it B'davka. Tumah only tells us that Sara Sota is Asura. Because Tumah Ksivba Ka'arayos. So, what's the right way to read it? Okay, let's move on to one on the Gemara. Mesiv Rav Chista, Rav Shimon Rav Yosef Chalitah Smei Achim Shal Rishon Pateras Sarasim. Right? Rav Chista Esakasha, from the fact that Rav Shimon, okay, it's the Rashi Tos deal with what about the Chachamin, that this is a case of a Sota Drabanan. What's the case of Sota Drabanan? What's the actual case of Sota Drabanan? The whole part of the Sefer Yibamos about this? Right. Her husband waited when you say Yam, and she had valid reason to think he died, and she remarried, and then he showed up. So she's only Sota Drabbana, because really she didn't do anything wrong. So what does he say here? Be or chalitza of Achiv Shal Rishon Poteres Sarasa, meaning if then the first husband died, then her Yibam or chalitza would pater her Tzara. So we see she's a Bas Yibam. Amalech Rav, na minalech ana Sota Drabbana, Amalech Sota Drabbana. He says, I know Sota Drabbanan of Blasim. She's not really a Sota, right? A real Sota has to do it b'mezid. She did it b'ones because she had valid reason to think her husband was dead. So, I'm talking about a Sota D'Oraisa is Asura. You're telling me Sota Drabbanan? Udikarila, of course Sota Drabbanan is different. Udikarila, not Karila, what was the Havmin? Because I'm recalling it around, came D'Oraisa Tikkun. Okay, the Havmin is that all Drabbanans have to mimic D'Oraisa as much as possible. So, Sota Drabbanan has Yibam, that Sota D'Oraisa also has to have Yibam. Last one, no, it could be that Sota Drabbanan, they made an entirely different madrega. Masiv Rav Ashi, or the most people's girsa. Who's most people's girsa here? Anyone? Is it Rav Ashi? What's the girsa most of the Rishonim? I don't usually ask Stam. Like, what's the girsa of the Rishonim? Is it Rav Ashi or Rav Ashi or whatever? Because this might be relevant. What's the girsa most Rishonim? No. That would not be so exciting. Here we have. We don't have that many Rishonim here, right? Rashi doesn't have the Girsa here. Tosos doesn't have the Girsa here. But if you look in the Tosos Chad Mikamai, it's probably not the same lines in every printing. In mine, it's sort of the middle of the first white line. Odah Osir of Yosef Mahatadan Nichsim Olachor V'Shalsik Deituma Asur Lebeisa Ubitruma. Right? Rav Yosef seems to be the correct Girsa. Okay, there's a big discussion in the Achronim. Does anyone have a Girsa Rav Ashi? Or is it a total mistake? Simple pshat is it's a total mistake and it should be Rav Yosef. Vesir Rav Yosef. Nichnasi Molosei Servishasai Mokadei Toma. And why that'll be important, we'll see. Right? Asur Lebeisa Asur Lech Lechuma. Right? So if you have a case of Kinoin Stira, right? Like it says in Parshas Naso, and the woman goes into Stira with a guy and is there long enough for Bia, then she is usher her husband and to him, but that's not being mentioned right here, and she's usher to each room of the emes, who lets us lomasi up the emes. Okay, what's the kasha here on Rav? What's the kasha on Rav? Hey, Rav says Sarasota is like a rice, right? There'd be no chalitza. Here we see you need chalitza. Amalach Rav, no. Aminalach anasota vade. Amar liatsota suffik. I'm talking about Sotavade, where we have proof that she was Mazana. You're talking about Sotasafik, where she was Vestira, and we think she might have been Mazana. Umayshna Sotavade, the Gemara asked me, Shemasuba Toma, so Sotavade, Tomek Simba. But whatever, Sotavade says Toma, doesn't Sotasafik also say Toma? Ditanya, Rabiosim, and Keeper, Om, Risham, Rabiolazar, Master, Rishasim, and Yisuan, Asura, Mina, Irisin, Muteris, Misham, Shanem, Achweyesho, Tamba'a, Rabiosi says, the Pasuk don't Master, Rishasim, right? The Pasuk's talking about Master, Rishasim, it says, you're not allowed to, you divorce your wife, she marries someone else, then you're not allowed to remarry her after that marriage ends. Acharei asher hu tamba'a. Yosef in Kippur says, what does it mean hu tamba'a? It means if she just does erusin with someone else, that's not toma, because it's a purely legal thing. So you're allowed to remarry her. It's only us to remarry her if she does nisuin with someone else, because then she actually sleeps with them, and that's called toma. Chacham say no. It's always much usher. We pass like the chacham to remarry or marry someone else. Man mikayrach shetama. L'rabba shota shenistera. They say we pass in this way that acharei shetama is a drash in the pasuk that the lav applies not only to machzir shaso but also to sota who went into stira with a man. That's called sota suffix. So we see sota suffix is called tuma. So the answer is my nistera nivala. No, that. Really, he meant the sota vada is toma. Vamai currently nistera. Why do you say nistera? Lishnamal yunaka. Just a euphemism. Ah, nivla behedik zifa. Why do we need a pasigach reyusha tama? For nivala, it already says minister of himitma. A sota, we know it's called toma if she actually commits adultery. No, lamekim Allah bil lav. That the racham dash in this pasig says sota vada is a lav. Because from all the parshas, no, so you would never know a lav. It doesn't say lav, it just says minister of himitma. But loshana say. She should be treated as Tameya. So the Chacham say there's a lav. Rabbi Yosef Kippur, lav is so less than Philos Anoy. And Rabbi Yosef Kippur holds there is no lav in a Sota Vadai. Even if she for sure did, there's no Spivadai, there's no lav only in Asay. And that's the Machlokas. Yosef Kippur says, where is Tama is to be Makil and Machzi Rishoso to Matrimina Erisin. The Chacham say, no, it's to be Machmer and Sota Vadai to give her a lav, not just an Asay. My time of Ivy Ishus Ksivba. Okay, Machlokas Rashi Tosos. What's the. Machlokes Rabbi Yosef and Kippur and the Chachamim, right? Who's reading more Pshuta Shalmek, Rabbi Yosef and Kippur or Chachamim? Who's reading more Pshuta Shalmek? Rabbi Yosef and Kippur or Chachamim? Right, because he's the pasuk's talking about Machzir Rishaso. Why do the Chachamim think Ashkari Yeshu Tumah is talking about Sota and not Machzir Rishaso? What did Rishonim explain? Why does the Chachamim think Achrei Shotama is a rim is to Sota and not Master Rishaso? The Pasuk says you can't remarry your wife Achrei Shotama. So why do the Chachamim think it's referring to a Sota? But why can't it be Inyan? Right? Thank Tos to discuss this. Yeah. Is it? The Rishonim explain. That it's because Tumah sounds like an Avera. And Machzor Rishasa, she didn't do an Avira by marrying someone else after you divorced her. Only Sota sounds like an Avira. After all, Hutama, if I divorce my wife, she marries someone else. What's wrong with that? Why is that Toma? That's normal life. She didn't do anything wrong. So that's the Machlokas. The Chachamim think that because Toma must be a remiss to an Avira and to something terrible, it's referring to Sota. Yosvin Kiefer thinks, no, it's referring to... Machzor Rishasa, like the Pshat of the Pasuk. Only Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here is which Havaya Ve'ishas does it mean? Rashi says it means Pshat of the Pasuk is when she married someone else. So he says, I go with Pshat Shalmekra married someone else. Tosfos says, no, Pshat Shalmekra in one place wouldn't be that strong. It's because the lav is don't remarry her. And the lav of remarrying her only applies to Machzor Rishasa, not to Sota. Okay. That's a side point for now. We're not going to get into the issue of how to darsh from Sukkim. But again, Chachamim say, since the Lashon Tuma means an Aveira, it must be referring to Sota, because Machzor Rishasa didn't do anything wrong. So how can you call her Tumeya? And Rav Yosef Kiefer says, no, since it says Havaya Ve'ishas, I have to say it's referring to Tuma Lav Davka, to someone who slept with another man after I divorced her, even though she didn't do anything wrong. Why? Either according to Rashi, because it says she married someone else, so it must be talking about when she married someone else. Or according to Tosos, because it says I'm not allowed to remarry her. So it must be a case where I've divorced her. Okay, back to our main question. So, what's the halacha of Sota and Sarasota? Says Tosos, Sarasota Asura, right? We tried to figure out what Tumak Siva Karayus means. We got confused. Let's look at Sarasota Asura. Lav davka asura, says Tosos. The afni chalitza p'tura can appear spekuntris. So, what does Sarasota asura mean? What might you think asura means? Right? What's pashup shot in the word asura? Anyone? What?
Can't do yibam.
Can't do yibam. But, it sounds like a chumra. You can't do yibam, right? But, remember, that was the shaklavataria on daf. I would have thought they're awesome, they still need Yivam. Paul Tros, it says in the mission, the teacher, you don't need, they still need Chalitza, you don't need Chalitza. So Tos says, Asura is Lav Davka, even from Chalitza, she is Petura. Okay, Asura is Lav Davka, it means she's Pater Legamre. Sota Vada is Petura Legamre, as opposed to Sota Suffigal. Sota Suffig boy Chalitza. Like we'll see later on. Now, who remembers what's the rule? Why is Sota Safek Niv Chalitza? What did the Gemara say in Sota? Right. Interesting rule here, right? Eloi says the Baal Milo Baye Get, Hashtanami Tibaya Tibaye Chalitza. Okay. Interesting question.
Sota Dafayim Beis, which is talking about Lechora, about Sota Safek, says, from Baal, she needs a get, right? If a woman commits adultery, it doesn't dissolve the marriage, she needs a get. So too, from Yavam, she needs chalitza. Simple question.
Does Sota Vadai need a get from her Baal?
What?
Yeah.
Sota Vadai, from Baal, needs a get. So, from Yavam, does she need chalitza? Tosfos just says she doesn't need chalitza. What's pshat? Isn't this a spear in the Gemara's? The Gemara's Sota Hanbeis gives us a rule. Anyone who needs a get from her Baal needs chalitza from her Yavam. Right? That seems to fit. Like, for example, Arias. Do Arias need a get if they're married? Do you marry Arias? No. Do Arias need chalitza? No. Chayvi Lavin. And I say, do they need to get if you marry them? Do they need chalitza? Seems to be a pretty reasonable rule. So, hold on, and that's the sin of the famous days. So to Safek, she needs a get, so too she needs chalitza. So why in Argamar doesn't she need chalitza? What's pshat? So what's pshat? Why in Argamar doesn't she need chalitza? What's pshat in Argamar? Why in Argamar doesn't she need chalitza? Anyone? Who says that? Rav? What? Oh, Rav! Okay, good. Okay. So, now,
Which shot in the Gemara that are you assuming? Like Tosus or like the Ramban? Right. So if you assume that Tumah is talking about the Sota herself, says Tosus on Hamid Beis, Hiksha Rebbe B'Shem Rav Mordechai Zalva Sota Vados Va'Aylan is Hated the Hiker but Be'Ishas Ristabo Get Me Baal Hated the Iso Filo Keturis B'Yavam. Why did Sota Vadai Patu Lecholitza? Be'Ishas Latari Sota Vados L'Dan Loch Given the Tumah Stam Arivke Erba Gemur Gezeres Akas of Hude Peturos. Says Tosos,
does Sota Vadai need Chalitza? Says Tosos, and Sota Lishitase, no, because Gzeiras HaKosuf of Tuma overrides the Svara.
Yeah, there is a Svara that if she had married, she wouldn't go free, she would need a get. So if her husband died, she should still need a chalitza. That's a reasonable svara. But the Gzeiras HaKosuf of Tuma overrides that svara. The Gzeiras HaKosuf of Tuma, Tuma says she's like Arayus. And Arayus don't need chalitza. So for some reason, the Gzeiras HaKosuf, she's like Arayus, and she doesn't need chalitza to override that svara. So says Tosus. Basically, what does Tosus do? He makes a clear break between the sugya in Sota and the sugya here. They have nothing to do with each other. Here's Tomat Sota Vadai, who has Tuma. And Tuma means, like, Tumah Yibam and a Chalitza, like Arayus. Over there, Tomat Sota Safik, who doesn't have Tuma, right? Tosus explains that the whole difference that Sora Sota is about. Explaining why Sota Safik doesn't have Tuma, even though it looks like she does. And that's Pshat in our Gemara, right? Doesn't our Gemara say that, oh, they ask, doesn't Sota Safik have Tuma? Nah, Sota Safik doesn't have Tuma. Horatio Tuma is referring to Sota Vadai. So Tosafik doesn't have Tumah, and therefore there's a whole different Ma'arechet with different reasons why she has no Yibam, and different reasons why she has Chalitza. That's the Derech of Tosos. But what does the Ravid and the Ra'ah say about this question? About what about the Svara of if she was married, she would need a get, so she always need also need Chalitza? What does the Ravid say? Really? She doesn't need Chalitza. Who said she didn't need Chalitza? What did Rav say? Sarasota Asura. Asura, maybe she doesn't need chalitza. That's the sheet of the Ravid and the Ra'ah in the Ritva. The Ravid and the Ra'ah say, Sota Vadai does need chalitza. Sota Vadai does need chalitza. Oh, what did Rav mean by Tsara Safik? Sarasota Asura. Well, here it gets a little tricky. Let us go to the Ravid. Where can we find the Ravid? What? In the Sefer Eschus. So let's look at the Ravid, right? We don't have, they didn't bother to print the Ravid Hasagas on the Rif. Didn't bother to print the Ravid Hasagas on the Rif in Yavamos, because it's all quoted in the Sefer Eschus verbatim. What does the Ramban quote in his Sefer Eschus? Let's read it inside. Hey, Shemalav Harava Muvak Rav Avram Berb David Zal Koloshen Azeh Sugi Deshmeitza Avagav Dechsim Batoma Baya Chalitza. Right, the way of the sugya is that even though it says Toma, she still needs Chalitza. Ohi Yitzarasa Di Ilu Yisal Baum Ilu Baya Get Hashanam Baya Chalitza Tarasa Kamoa Ad Kan Devir Rav Zal. Right, what does the Ravid say? She needs Chalitza. What does the Ravid do with our Gemara? So this is a big machlokus, what the Ravid does with our Gemara. Amram Chav Moshe Menachman, Dvar Stum and Ayro Bekam, Shrikhan Lisbar. I have to divide Elfi Sugi Zushin Sav Zivamas in Tzor Sofa, Sota of Kozim Sodat, Sushi Kolocha Tzli Yibam. According to our Sugi, for sure she doesn't need Chalit or Yibam. But Asur Hiva Tzarasa was Yabim Harayas. It's like Arayas. Mina Makshino Lady Rabin Biyasa Potera Sarasa, Asu and Beis Choles as Lom Siyavemis. Um Varkin and Bitar Vayu, the Hassam Sota Dravad, and Yami Sota Sofa, Sota Vade, Dorayas, Lo Choles, the Lo Tzri Cholift or Sarah. The chain pirish mashal ve insar lufnim batam chodem neishin kosa batoma ka arayos. The where does he talk about what the Ravid holds? Right. Over MS. So what does he say at first? He says this is ridiculous, right? It's all toma ka arayos. The Ravid is absolutely wrong. Over MS yesh kan sheilo. Okay. Then he gets a. And then he gets to Shayla. Well, what's the Svar of the Ravid? What did the Ravid think? What did the Ravid think about our sugya? What's the proof from our sugya? Some proof to me from our sugya whether a sota vada needs chalitza or not. Can you prove to me from our sugya whether a sota vada needs chalitza or not? Prove to me whether a sota vada needs chalitza, Rav Mosai. Are the Ravid and the Rav right or wrong? Does a sota vada need chalitza? Go back to the Shakuntari of our sugya. Okay, but does Sarasota need chalitza?
No.
No. How do you know in our sugya that you don't need chalitza? That it's a turgomer?
Because we asked the kasha from the mission that said
cholitzes. Ah, we asked the kasha from Yud Alpha and Alpha and Beis. We asked the kasha from cholitzes v'lomasya bemes. Not only that, but in Daf Gimel and Beis, what kasha did they ask on Rav? According to Rav, why is it not in the Mishnah? If they're asking it's not in the Mishnah, what does that imply? That it's totally potum, the chalitza min ha'ibam. So what are the two proofs? Right? The Ravid and the Re'ah and others say, Eina Hanami, she needs chalitza. And all the Rishonim, all the mainstream Rishonim say, she doesn't need chalitza. Why? We already saw one answer. In a chalami, she needs chalitza. If she needs chalitza, then what's going on in our sugya? What are the two proofs in our sugya that she doesn't need chalitza? Two problems. One, the Rav Yosef or Rav Ashi. Rav Kosha from Choletzes Velo Misya Bemes. And two, the Kosha on Daf Gimel. Why not include Sota in the Mishnah? Right? If Rav Yosef or Rav Ashi or whoever it is asks the bottom of Yidalf and Al Samad Beis, Choletzes Vlom Zebemes is a kasha on Rav, that means Rav holds Lo Choletzes. And if the Gemara asks why doesn't Rav put in the Mishnah, that means Lo Choletzes. It's really Gamri. So, how would the Ravid get out of these two kashas? So the truth of the Sefer Yisrael doesn't discuss it. The Rush and the Meir and the Chizron. What is the Ravid going to say? After all, isn't it clear in our sugya that Rav patters the Gamri, like Tosfos says?
The deal could be that Sarah had a yibum.
Aha, okay, excellent. So, there are two basic ways to answer these problems. One way is the Ramban, but in the Chidushim, not the Sefer Zechus, and the Rush, Bidas Ravid. They say the Ravid paskind against Rav. He was paskind against Rav. Ein Hanami, he wasn't interpreting Rav. He wasn't interpreting Tomei Karayis. He was paskind against Rav. Does it sound to the Ravid like he's paskind against Rav? What was his lashon? What was the lashon of the Ravid? What was the lashon of the Ravid? Does it sound like he's paskind against Rav?
No.
What's his lashon? For sugya de shmaitza. So now, you never know what he means sugya de shmaitza. He might mean shmaitza as in the whole shas. But it sounds like he's talking about our shmaitza. And then he says, afal gav, the ksiv batuma. Okay, you know what I mean, but it sounds like Avgal Diksibba Toma. Sounds like saying, even with this whole thing of Toma, Sogi Deshmaitza, it sounds like it's possible like Rav. So, rather, what do we have? The Re'ah, and the Me'iri, and the Orach Laner, the Das Ravid. And I think, even though the Ramban and Rush don't say this, seems to be Shana Ravid Sogi Deshmaitza. What does he say? He says, really, Rav meant Choltzos Velo misyavmos. How do we answer problem one? Why did he ask Kikasha name from Vimes Choletzes Velo misyavemis? If he meant Choletzes Velo misyavemis. So, how does the Meiri and the Ra'ah and the Urch Laner answer this? Back to Shakutari.
Attack on you, Rav. What do you mean, Rav is saying Choletzav Shalom Zeberes? So this is a little tricky. It needs to be a little nidchak. Liron? What was the kasha?
That the
tzara does yibum. The kasha wasn't from Choletzav Shalom Zeberes. It was from why to say she's Choletzav Shalom Zeberes, not the tzara's Choletzav Shalom Zeberes. The implication is that tzara is even Zeberes. That's against Rav. Rav says, Sarasa Kamosa. So number one, they said, the Kushya was from the implication that the Tzara is Misyabemes. That's before Shinimur in the Me'iri, in the Aruch Lener also, he didn't have Me'iri. I'm not even sure he had the Ritva. So he says, Rav just meant Choletz Bolom Shabemes. The Kasha on him was never from Chalitza. The kasher of Shimon would be also chalitz also me'achav shavishon poteres sarasa was from the bia. Why does Rav Shimon allow bia? And the kasher of meis choletzes lom tzebemes was she's choletzes, but it sounds like the tzara does evil. Okay, you have to agree with that diok. So the kasher was from the diok. Okay, what about the kasher of gimel amud beis? Why do they dig get gimel and say why not put in the mishnah? It's obvious why not put in the mishnah. She needs chalitza. So what do they agree nidchak to say? Liron? How did Rishonim defend this approach? So if you look in the Ritva here, and he quotes the Ra'ah, he says, isn't it obvious that Rav meant Ptura Ligamre? He says, no, not so much that Rav meant Ptura Ligamre. That's the Ritva here. The Ritva quotes the Ra'ah. And says, V'hav b'harchidim shmaitzik maiz l'rav l'rav asi listening, agav riyat ad rav asi nokat rav. Yeah, really they didn't mean rav, they just meant rav asi. Right, so how does he answer question two? It's just agav rav asi. Rav asi is the one who said tzaras eilinus. He really meant tzaras eilinus is pur l'gamri. So there really is some good to rav asi, why is it not in the Mishnah? Agav Rav Asi threw in Rav, but Lav Davka. According to Rav, of course, that's not in the Mishnah. So this is a bit of a dochuk shita of the Ravid, at least if you hold the Ravids within our sugya, not rejecting Rav, like the Me'iri and the Aruch Lener, and the Ra'ah. They say Rav only meant the whole time that she's potter from Asher Yibam, but of course she needs Chalitza. Rav never meant she was Karayos. Rav just meant she's usher and Yibam. Rav never meant she was like Arayas. Toma doesn't mean she's like an Erva. No, she needs Chalitza. Toma just means Sarasa Kamosa. Right? Her Tsar is like her. She does Chalitza, not Yibam. Her Tsar does Chalitza, not Yibam. And that's the Ra'ah and the Ravid, at least if the Ravid is really interpreting her Sugya, which is the Pashup shot of Sugya the Shmites, although it's a Machlokas we've shown in Achronim, how to interpret the Ravid. Why does it sound like Choletzah, Shlomos Yabenes, is Akasha and Rav? No, that wasn't really Choletzav Shalom Zeberes fit Rav. The kasha was that we inferred that the tzara is Misyabemes. Why the Gimel Beis does it suggest Rav should be in, Sota should be in the Mishnah if she needs Chalitza? I love Davka, they really meant Ravasi. Okay, Bedochek, you can. But of course, Sota Vadi does need Chalitza, according to Rav. What's Tuma? Tuma just means her tzara doesn't do Yibam like she doesn't do Yibam. But it doesn't mean she's like an Erva, because they take a different approach than Tosos. But you need dochuk answers to the two proofs. Okay, what's another option? You need dochuk answers to the two proofs. So that's the derech of of the Ravid and the Ra'ah. What does the Ramban think about this? The Ramban says, at first he sounds like Tosfos. We just read him in Sefer Zechos, and he said, oh, Tomakarayas, makes you like an Arab, and of course she doesn't need Chalitza. Then he has a problem. What's the problem with Emes? He has Khan She'ela back to Sefer Zechos, every Machzor Grushasol, the very culture is Chalitza. Everyone agrees Machzor Grushasol needs Chalitza, but Fulu, the very Omer, Toma, the Yugoxi, but even if she is Toma, the Bryce, the Tani, the Hedi, he collects us in Kula Subya. The Zuash, he was recollecting then. He says, hold on a second. It can't be like Tosfos. If Toma means you're like an Erva, then why does Master Rosh Hashanah need Chalitza?
What's he saying? What's the Ramban saying? Tos says no, because here it's Tuma. Tuma is teaching him the status of the Sota herself, and that's why she's punching from Chalitza. But
Ramban, the Ravid, the the Meiri,
the Ritva.
The Ritva is the Sotah, but the Ra'ah or the Ramban is right.
All say no. Tuma is not teaching you the status of Sota. The status of Sota we learned in the Sekha Sota. Tuma is just teaching you Tzoroseh Kosa. Oh, but what's her status? The Ron Ravid says her status is same as Sota Vadai, same as Sota Safek. Choletz es v'lo m'sev emes. There's no difference. Her status is the same. In Sota Vadai, we extend it to the Tzoros. But the status of her herself is Choletz es v'lo m'sev emes. Or the Ramban and the Meiri say no. She is Ptura from Chalitza. Because it's a machlokes how to darshan le'ish acher. It's a machlokes how to darshan le'ish acher. Rav holds it's a ptur gummer even from Chalitza. And the Gemara in Sota Daf Hei Amud Beis, Rav holds it's only an Isser Yibum, but she still needs Chalitza. He says there's a machlokas on sugyas and how to darshan le'ish acher. Rav darshan le'ish acher to mean a p'tur gomer from Yibum and Chalitza and your mufka le'gamri. That's why you don't even need Chalitza in our sugya. Like the normal shot, not the on the right. However, the Gemara says, "Sota Daf Hei Amud Beis Darshins that Lishacher only asked her to do Yibam, but she still has to do Chalitza because of this Svara." Now, does that make sense that you can invent a machlokas here between Sota Daf Hei Amud Beis and not like Tosos? Tosos says, right, relationship. If you want to know the relationship between the sugyos. So, Tosa says, no machlokes. Sota Vadai is Karayos. Sota Safek isn't. Right? Two totally different sugyos. That's, here it's a man, we have a mucker to make you like Arayos. So that's not, nothing to talk about. Arayos and Rafilagamri. Here it's a man, we're not like Arayos, so you need all these details. The Ravid and the Ra'ah say that both Sotos have the same status. No, both Sotos have exactly the same status. Both Sotos have exactly the same status of Choletzes V'lo Mitzyabemes. What is our Sugyavi? Just the Sota Vadai also has Saraseha Kimosa. Right? What is our Sugya adding? Our Sugya is not talking about the Sota at all. Sota Vadai, Sota Sufik have the exact same status. Lomas Yabemas because Leish Acher and Choletzas because she needs a get, she needs Chalitza. The only thing our Sugya is adding when it differentiates is that Sota Vadai has Toma, which extends the Choletz Lomas Yabemas to Tsaros. So the Sufik doesn't have Toma, so only she is Choletz Lomas Yabemas. But what about the Ramban and the Meiri? They say it's a machlokes hasugyos. Whether Sota is Tur Mechalitza or not. It's a machlokes hasugyos. They're not supposed to get along. According to the sugya in Sota, Sota is Chayos and Chalitza. According to the sugya here, she is Tur Mechalitza. Does it really make sense to make a machlokes hasugyos? Who's the one who's talking in Sota Daf Hei Amud Beis who says this Svara? Since she needs a get, she should need chalitza. And we remember who's talking?
Rav Yosef.
Okay, what does Rav Yosef do in our sugya? According to the Gersa most Rishonim? He attacks Rav. Hold on, not so crazy. The one who's talking in that sugya, again, that's why you need the proper Gersa, right? Toschad and Kamai in our page has a proper Gersa. I don't know if... if you look at all the other Rishonim, they have proper Gersa. I don't know who's on the... who's on the page who has the proper Gersa. The Rif also has most of Rav Yosef. If you look on the page of the Rif, pretty much everyone has the Gersa of Rav Yosef. If you look in the Duke Sofer, he says all the Kisvayat have Rav Yosef. So it's not so crazy. The Gemara in Sota equals Rav Yosef. And Rav, we know, is versus Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is the one in our sugya who argues on Rav. So he says put two and two together, if you don't have the messed up Gersa of the widows and orphans, Rav. Right? Rav Yosef here is attacking Rav. Rav Yosef is Lashitase in the Sefer Sota Fein Beit. Rav Yosef holds that a Sota needs Chalitza. And Rav holds a Sota doesn't need Chalitza. What's their machlok is based on? Not based on Toma. Toma doesn't tell you what the status of the Sota herself is. Toma only tells you that Tzoros get infected. Doesn't tell you her status. What if their machlok is based on? Machlok is based on Misvara. If you have this pasuk of Yatzav HaYisalish Acher, Rav thinks Misvara, that means Legamre Ke'ish Acher. Legamre Lo Yavan. You love him. Yavam is a Turgamer. Rav Yosef thinks, no, Misvara, she just asur to the Yavam, but still needs Chalitza. Why? If she's married, she needs to get. So, if she's falls to Zika, she needs a Chalitza. Why does the Aramban feel the need to say this? What's the main nafgamina? The Rashba actually takes something a little bit in between. The Rashba takes somewhat of an in-between shita. The Rashba says Tuma itself does not asur you, does not tell you the status of the Sota. But he says maybe Tuma takes an in-between shita, which maybe we won't go into so much, but the Rashba's in between. We'll just put him here. The Rashba says Tuma of the Sota Vadai is Megale on Le'ish Acher, that it means Tura Legamre. He says something in between. He doesn't say that Tosfos, that Tuma itself means she's like a Raya and tells you the status of the Sota. No. But he doesn't say like the Ramban, that Tuma only talks about the Saras and doesn't teach you anything about the Sota herself. He digs in between Shita. If it had just said Le'ish Acher, we would have thought she was awesome. We wouldn't have known she was part of Halitza. If it just said Tuma, we wouldn't have known anything. But the Tuma is Megala on the Le'ish Acher, that it means to be that Le'ish Acher is a total pur from Yibam. So he takes a sort of in-between Shita.
Well, what would like Rashi do with, why do you Tuma if you already have Le'ish Acher? Sorry, I missed that.
Why do you need Tuma if you already have Le'ish Acher? Because Le'ish Acher doesn't pat you from Chalitza. You need Tuma to pat you from Chalitza.
Is that the Rashba?
What? In that way, they're the same. They both say that Tuma is what pots you from Chalitza. The only thing is, Rashi is Tuma by itself pots you from Chalitza. You don't need Lish Acher at all. Why do you need Lish Acher? For Sota Safek, who doesn't have Tuma. So if you want to know, basically, you know, why is, right, very basic question. Why is Sota Vadai herself Asura? Again, Rashi and Tosfos say Tuma. The Ramban says Le'ish Acher. Right? And the Chor, the Raya and the Ra also say the Ish Acher, and the Rashba would say, because of both Psukim, because they're both shooken together. That's what I mean by the Raivans in between. The Raivan and the Ra'as say, nope, Toma doesn't tell you the status of the Sota herself. That's to extend to the Tsaris. She herself is Lish Acher, just like in Sota, Chuletz Bum Tzemes. The Ramban says, Toma doesn't tell you her status herself. She herself is Lish Acher, but Rav thinks Lish Acher, Lul Yavan, is a Ptur Gomer. Tosas will tell you, no, Toma's the whole source of the status of her herself. This has nothing to do with the Sugyan Sota. You don't need the Sugyan Sota here at all. The Rash would say something in between, which we're not going to discuss at great length, but that if you need both something to teach you the status of Sota Vatai. Now, what's the main nafkamina between Tosfos and the Ramban? So that's the Ramban. Why does the Ramban actually come up with this svara? The Ramban actually comes up with this svara because here's the nafkamina. What about Machzir Grushaso? Who says there's Tuma about Machzir Grushaso? Who says Machzir Grushaso has the word Tuma? Someone tell me. Who says the word Tuma refers to Machzir Grushaso? Nope. Chacham say Achreisha Tuma is the Rabbi Sota Shinistera, which means Nivala. Biyosim and Keeper, right? Says Achreisha Tuma means the Machzir Grushaso slept with her husband, didn't just have Kiddushin with him, right? Nisuin. Machzir Grushaso Le Rab Yossi Ben Keeper. Does she need chalitza? So, what would Tosa say? Does Machzir Grushaso need chalitza according to Rab Yossi Ben Keeper? What do you think Tosa would say? No, because it says Toma, right? No. This is Tosos Yod Aleph on base, Deber Hamaskel. Right? Meaning this is what they theoretically should say. We'll see this when we get the Sugya Master Shussel. We'll just fill it in. Dibramaskal Tsarasa. Right? So remember to check if this is true when we get to Daf Yod Aleph Amud Beis. Okay. What would the other Rishonim say? Machzir Grushaso says Tuma according to Rav Yossi Ben Keeper. Would she need Chalitza? What would the other Rishonim say? Does Machzir Grushaso need Chalitza? What? Yes, well, according to the Raiv and the Ra'ah, well, Sota needs Chalitza, says Toma. Machzir Grushaso needs Chalitza, says Toma. What about according to the Ramban? What would the Ramban say? Does Machzir Grushaso need Chalitza? According to the Ramban, what does Toma teach us? The Mosa, does Toma teach us she's usher? No, why is she usher? Okay, there must be a reason that she's usher. But Toma doesn't teach us she's usher. Toma doesn't make you like a Raios. What makes Sota Vatai like a Raios according to Ramban? Moshe, what makes Sota Vatai like a Raios according to the Ramban? What makes she herself totally mufka according to the Ramban? L'ishacher. Does it say L'ishacher ben Machzir Grushaso? No. So yes, this is the Shita of the Ramban and all the Rishonei Sfard on Daf Yod Aleph Amud Beis. And even the Rashba would also agree, because Tuma itself would never mean to Tepati from Yom Chalitza unless it was already added on to Leish Acher. So fundamentally, what are the two nafkaminas of how to read our Sugya? Let's start again, how to read our Sugya. Rav Yehuda Rav, Tsarasota Asura, Tuma Ksiv Bakarayas. What does he mean by Tuma Ksiv Bakarayas? According to Tosfos, Tuma Ksiv Bakarayas means she herself, as well as her Tsaras, are like Arayos. Tuma compares her to Arayos. It compares her status to Arayos. In which case, our sugya obviously has nothing to do with the sugya in Sota Daf Hei Amud Beis, because our sugya is sugya where Toma gives her one status. Sugya in Daf Hei Amud Beis is where there's no Toma by Sota Suffix, so she doesn't have that status. And as opposed to the other Rishonim, who say no, Toma just means Sarasah Kimosa. Toma doesn't teach you her status. How do you know she's Usher? How do you know Toma means Sarasah Usher like her? Maybe Sarasah Mojo like her? No, she's Usher because of the Gemara in Sota, and we do have to intimate with the Gemara in Sota. because of Lish Acher Lo Yavam, or one of the other three opinions in the Gemara and Sota. What are the two nafkaminas between the Rashi and Tosas? They're basically Rishonei Ashkenaz Derech versus the Rishonei Sfarad Derech. One nafkamina is she Ptura Legamri Menachalitza Mene Yibam, or is she Chuletzes Lomas Yavemis? According to Tosos, Tomakarayas, she's like an Erva, she's Ptura Legamri. According to Rishonei Sfarad, no. Toma doesn't Ptura Legamri, so what's her status? Either be Nidchak and say she's Chuletzes Lomas Yavemis, or find a different reason she's Ptura Legamri, which is what Moran Bash, most Rishonei Sfarad do. Say, Rav happened to have a different taitch on the Gemara and Sota, and if he was writing the Gemara and Sota, he would have written that your Pturim and Ayyim Omen Achalitza, and whatever doesn't like the Svara of Ilumi Baal Lo Vayiget, Miyavim Baal Achalitza. The second Afkamina is what about Master Grushaso? According to Abiyosim and Kiper. Abiyosim and Kiper says, Toma! Saras Master Grushaso Kamosa! According to Abiyosim and Kiper. But what does that mean? For Tosos, Toma means Torgam and Achalitza and Ayyim. For the Rishonei Sfarad, no, Toma means Saras Kamosa. The Isser of Master Grushaso is just a regular Isser. There's no special pasuk to rely on to make her Ptura Legamri. Therefore, Master Grushaso would be Choletz as Lomas Yavemis.
The Ramban said, according to everyone,
Master Grushaso is Choletz as Lomas Yavemis. And that's where you prove the Shita from. So that we'll have to see. That's Machlokas from Ramban and Tosfos, how to be the Shakavatari on the continuation of Yalfa and Beis. When Ramban reads the Shakavataria, everyone agrees. When Tosfos reads the Shakavataria, everyone doesn't agree. And that's where the Ramban's coming. The Ramban says, how come the Tome of Master Grushaso doesn't pater you from Chalitza? And the Tome of Sotavadei does pater you from Chalitza? So he says, it's not the Tome that pater you from Chalitza, it's the Le'ish Acher that pater you from Chalitza. Okay, that's the basic way of reading Pshat in what it means Tome Ksarayos, whether that's referring to her or only to the Saras. And what does it mean Asura? Does it mean only Asura, like the Ra and the Raivit? Or, if you assume the Ravid is interpreting our Gemara, or does it mean, Ptura, like Tos says, Lavdavke el Ptura min even min ha chalitza. On the one hand, the language of Asura sounds like she still needs chalitza, she still needs Asura. That's Gimel of an Aleph. It said Asura would have thought she needed chalitza, and you have a good svar why she needs chalitza, and so to Dafhei. And that's the Ra and the Ravid. On the other hand, no. These two problems, they have to be, say, very docher. Shot of our Gemara is that Choletzes Lomas Yavemis is a kasha on Rav. Not some inference of the kasha on Rav. And Daf Gimel and Beis, they challenge Rav, saying, why isn't it in the Mishnah? Which sounds like Ptura Legamri. Okay, so that's why you have a Machlokas Rishonim. Agav, the, Yeah, the, according to the Ramban and the Rush, the Ravid really interprets like the Ramban. He just paskins like the Sugya there instead of the Sugya here. So these are the three basic ways to interpret our Gemara. Now, there's a lot of lumps to get into, but let's, so far we just read Pshat. So far we just read Pshat. Now, let's just ask ourselves one question. Okay. What's going on here? What's the real machlokas? So one machlokas is, what does the drasha of Toma mean? Okay, that's a very, drasha machlokas. Why does Tosos, and I think Rashi also sounds that way, Tosos thinks that Toma means she herself as well as her tzaras are like Arayos. And the Rishonei Sfarad thinks Toma just means her tzaras are like her, but Toma doesn't tell us what she is yet. Okay, Machlokas had a darshan. I don't know, you could darshan one way, darshan the other. They have different ideas. So, Pshat of the Gemara is what the drasha of Toma meant. The more interesting question is, let's get back to this very, very important question. Does Sota Vada need Chalitza? Right? Does a Sota need Chalitza or not? Right? So, let's review the opinions. Tosfos said, the Sota Vada need Chalitza. Tosfos says, no. Why? Because the Svarer exerts a Kasav. According to Tosfos. Exerts a Kasav. No, because there's exerts a Kasav. Okay. Apparently, the exerts a Kasav that Sota is like a Raya. So, if there's exerts a Kasav, I think there might be a limit to how much we can analyze that. Tosfos says exerts a Kasav. Why does Tulsa is Xeris Akasov, the other Shodan don't think it's Xeris Akasov? Can they argue at Xeris Akasov's? What can you do? Right? The Rive and Ra say she does need Chalitza. Why does she need Chalitza? Because of Xeris Akasov or Svara, she needs Chalitza. Svara, the Svara is.
She wouldn't need
it again if she was still married. If her husband didn't die, she'd need a get. So Ra doesn't die, she needs Chalitza. Does need Chalitza because of Svara. Okay, so far not so exciting. The Ra and the Ravid holds she needs Chalitza because the Svara is the need Chalitza. Tosol, she doesn't need Chalitza because the Xeris Akasov overrides the Svara, which is exactly what he said in Sota. Daf Hayam Day said, why doesn't Sota Bad need Chalitza because the Svara? Oh, there's Xeris Akasov that cancels out the Svara. But now we get to the Ramban and the Meiri. They say it's a Machlokas Amoraim. Do the Amoraim have different psukim that they darshan in different ways? They both darshan leish acher, velo leyavam. The pasuk answers on a yavam, right? So what's the machlokas, Rav versus Rav Yosef versus Rav Yosef? And let's just point out, this is Re'ah V'Ravid's version of Rav, right? They say even Rav thinks that you need Chalitza. What's the Yesod HaMachlokas? And please don't tell me it's a Machlokas about Xeris Akasos. Because, do they both agree that you can make a Svara? If she was married, she would need a get. So if her husband died, she needs Chalitza. Sounds like a reasonable Svara. Do they both agree there's a Xeris Akasos le'ish acher v'lo le'yavon? To Aser her in Yivam, they both agree. So what's the question? The question is, if you have a Pasuk Aser in Yivam, you're a Svara requiring Chalitza, where do you end up? That's not a Machlokas, because they both Darshan and Psukim the same. So they apparently have an argument in Lamdus, right? What is the Machlokas? The Machlokas is obviously in Lamdus. Not that one Darshan the Pasuk about something the other doesn't. No, they have Machlokas in Lamdus. If you know she's Aser in Yivam, does that mean she's Aser and Chalitza or Motzer and Chalitza? Now, my only question is, what the Lundish Machlokas? This is part two. What is the Lundish Machlokas between Rav and Rav Yosef? Or, you know, between the Ramban's version of Rav and the Ra's version of Rav? What's the Lundish Machlokas between Rav? What does Rav say? The Le'ish Acher, the Lo Le'yavam equals Tor Gomer, right? And Rav Yosef says, no, there's an Isser, but you still need Chalitza. So, where are they each coming from? They can talk to each other in circles. What do Rav Yosef say? It's like, look, I know the Pasuk Aser is Yivam, but come on, if she's married, she'd need a get, so shouldn't she need Chalitza? And Rav will say back, no, what do I care what happened? She was married. Right now, the husband died, and she's potter from Yibam, so she's potter from Chalitza. What's the issue? So, what are they arguing about? What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? So, in order to answer that question, probably you have to figure out who makes more sense and who's the Chiddush. Who's Pasha and who's the Chiddush? Someone tell me, who's Pasha and who's the Chiddush? And why? Someone besides Yeshua. Who's Pasha and who's the Chiddush and why? What would you have said? The Pasuk says that the Sota doesn't do Yibam. Would you have said she needs Chalitza or she doesn't need Chalitza?
She doesn't need.
You would think the Svar, why? Because? What? Exactly. Isn't there a rule called Yibam Ola Chalitza Kosha Ain Ola Chalitza? Isn't there just a rule? Right? Why do I care if she had been married? There's a rule! Kol Oba, right? That's the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We saw that rule. Kol Ol Yimol Chalitza. And in Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, they actually give the marker for that rule in the Chumash. It says, Im lo yachbetzos lakasso chafit miyabin. The whole Chalitza, if you don't want to marry her, but it sounds like you could have married her, therefore, Kol Ol Yimol Chalitza. If you could have married her, you do Chalitza. Kol She'in Ol Yimol Chalitza. So there's a rule. So what's the svara of? Now there's a rule. What's the svara of Rav Yosef? Rav says, kol ha'ola, etc. So Rav, we taka understand the svara Taka the Ramban's right. The Gemara in Sota is shver. It's really, the Gemara in Sota is very shver. What do you mean? If she was married, she would need a get. So too, she needs chalitza. There's a rule that calls Shonin Liyib made all a chalitza. So what does Rav Yosef think?
If you follow the rules of Yibum, then that cloud of Yibum wins. If you follow the rules of Sota, we've said that there's a situation that it's almost like called Ha'ola Veget, Ola Chalitza. There's like a similar cloud that within the rules of Sota.
Who invented that similar cloud?
That's what we've been talking about. The notion that whenever the...
Who says there's a cloud in Sota? Whoever heard there's new rules of Sota that makes a cloud? You might be right, but you need to add to it. Okay. First, let me point out, anyone here read the Ritva very meduyik? Now, that's an unreasonable expectation on my part. Why? Because it's hard enough to read the Ritva and just get, like, he's basically bringing down the Ramban, he doesn't call it by name, and the Ra'ah. It's hard enough to figure out what's the Ramban's Shita, what's the Ra'ah's Shita, what's Tosa's Shita, what's his big Chiddush of the Ra'ah, and what's all the Dechak, and how does he get out of it? Okay, but then if you're Medayik even more in the Ritva, you see that he's addressing this issue also. And this, you know, the footnotes like 667 or something, points this out. If you're Medayik in the Ritva, he has a very fascinating Pshat in Rav Yosef. What's the Pshat in Rav Yosef? Let's see if I can find the case. Hadar Osir Rav Yosef, Alma, listen. What does Rav Yosef think? Afilu Sota de Oraisa, he gufa olo liyivim in Torah. What does Rav Yosef think? That even Sota, why does Rav Yosef think that Sota needs Halitza? Because he thinks that she isn't just Midrabana not. Why? Whoever heard of Midoraisa doing even Midrabana not? We all heard of it. In what case? Chayyavin, right? Midoraisa, it's only even because I say Dovlo Sasa, but Midrabana not because. Because of what? Why did the Rabban say that? So that's what the Ritva, the footnotes point out. The Ritva says a tremendous chiddush here. One day is that Rav Yosef thinks Sota is like Chayvin Lavin. And Mida Oraisa Misyabemis. Moshe, you want to be part of?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's make ourselves more. Ready? What's the machlokas lefi Ramban u'de'ime between Rav and Rav Yosef? Right? So on the one hand, Rav seems to have the klal of kal ha'ole, etc. So one derech is the Ritva. What does the Ritva say? Rav Yosef says Sota is just chai ve'lavin. And Mida Oraisa Misyabemis. Okay, then Rav Yosef makes a lot of sense. Yeah, there's a lav on Sota. But Mida Oraisa Chagalai Misyabemis. So of course they need Chalitza. Mida Oraisa Shizilasiyim. It's only Zera to be Rishona to be a Shnia. There's a lav. A halcha of Haisa Lish Acher. Lish Acher Velo Yavam implies that the lav applies to the Yavam. Okay, and what will Rav answer back? Over here, it's pretty easy for Rav to answer back. What would Rav answer back?
Right.
He'll say, right, that Mida Oraisa, she's not Misyabemis. Why Mida Oraisa, she's not Misyabemis? After all, Chai Vilavin should be Misyabemis Mida Oraisa. So why Mida Oraisa, she not Misyabemis? It's ridiculous, right?
You want to tell us that you have Tosa, that's where something you were going with Rav, but does it connect with Dal Rai also with Sota?
No, Rav says Toma is only for the Tsaros, remember?
According to the Shita.
Yeah. So why is this worse than Mamzer and the Sin and Alman al Kengel and Rush Vachaluz al Kohen Hedyot? Meaning? Right, meaning she's not Misyabemis because this is not just a lav. but it's a specific pasuk, right? It's a specific pasuk, asering yibum. What does it mean, chayvi lavin and yibum is yadanis? Chayvi lavin, a mamzeris falls before me for yibum, mi doresa se dovelos ase. Right? I'm a kohen gadol, a mana falls before me for yibum, min ayir se mi doresa se dovelos ase. Over here, what does asei dochel osase mean? You have an asei, you have a losase, you don't know who wins, so the asei wins, bidoraisa. Over here, it's not an asei versus losase. The pasuk tells you who wins. The pasuk says, b'hal chavayza l'sh'achar v'lo l'yavam. There's a special pasuk telling you not to do yibam. There's a special pasuk telling you not to do yibam, then even bidoraisa you don't do yibam. Right? That's pretty easy to explain l'achalot according to the Ritva. As a matter of fact, the Rav Yosef is a big chiddush. He says, Rav Yosef would say, it's not a special pasuk telling you not to do yibam. It's just a lav. And really, you can't do yibum. Alright, Pashup Shad is not just a lot. It's a special pasuk telling you not to do yibum.
Could we maybe abort this as a source that unless you say great eye is not in the case before an essay?
That's interesting. That's a good kasha. I'm not sure. It's a good kasha to think about it.
Sorry, Sebastian?
He's saying, why didn't we use this as a proof that Aseh is not Tovel Osase back in the earlier sugya? Okay, what's another derech? Anyone have another way to explain Rav Yosef? Let's assume Rav Yosef's not so radical. Rav Yosef's not so radical. Rav Yosef, really, he knows we don't write, so she's not a Hasibah. So what's the other way to explain it? Anyone remember what the Rambam thought about Kolo Olimo Lachalitza? It's wrong. It's wrong, right? Is there really a rule called Oli Yibum Ola Chalitza? Ah, it's in the Forsh Gemara. But go to Daf Chaf Amin Aleph. Yeah, go to Daf Chaf Amin Aleph. Chaf Amin Aleph says, again, it's Zolom Ahavnina, but, right, last five lines. Amar Rav, Amar Krav, is Mahavnina of Wi-Fi, Lavin, Doji Yibum, also even to Ashara, Shein, Tamo Yivinto, next word, not Tamo Yivinto, Yishko Yibum, Ahakash, Ola Chalitza, Pein Ola Yibum. The Ezer is Chayvi Lavin. Chayvi Lavin is Chalitza, not Yibum. Maybe Chayvi Krisa should have Chalitza not Yibum. No, Amar Kram Lo Yachzus Lekaso Chayfus Miyavim Kala Ola Yibum Ola Chalitza V'Chol She'en Ola Yibum Eino Ola Chalitza. When did the Gemara say the rule of Kala Ola Yibum about? What case did the Gemara saying it about? What case did the Gemara just say it about? Matan, what case did the Gemara just say this rule of Kala Ola Yibum about? The answer to the question of. Maybe Chayvi Krisa should have Yibum not Chalitza not Yibum. No, Kala Ola. Continue. Iha Chayvi Lavin Ami. Maybe the rule should also apply to Chayvi Lavin. No, Rabbi Yochman Yivimto. Zeres Akasa, Chayvi Lavin need Chalitza. Umar Royce. How do you know this rule applies to Chayvi Krisa not Chayvi Lavin? Mistabra Chayvi Lavin. Tafsi Bukudushin. Chayvi Krisa lo Tafsi Bukudushin. Ah, the rule applies to Chayvi Krisa because they don't have Tfisas Kedushin. The rule doesn't apply to Chayvi Lavin because they have Tfisas Kedushin. Now, if you go back to our notes from September, it's not close to Rishonim whether this is really only the Maskana or not. But, simple pshat, what can you say in the Maskana of this Gemara? That Maskana of this Gemara, right? Rav Yosef says, no, the Maskana of Daf Chaf Amud Beis, Reish Daf Chaf Amud Beis, is that there's no general rule of Kol ha'ole v'chuli. No, you said there's a general rule that ole yim ole chalitza ain't ole yim ain't ole chalitza. No, what's the rule? The rule is, if there's no tfisas kiddushin, kol ha tfisas kiddushin ole chalitza. Kol she'ain no tfisas kiddushin ain't ole chalitza. Who sticks that back into the case of Tsaras Erva? Who said the reason why Erva and Sarasav don't have chalitza because there's no tfisas kiddushin? That we saw the Rambam, right? And then, if you look at all the Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Rashi, and the Rif, and the Daf Chaf, they have 2 days about this. So, no general rule, but, like the Rambam, Zika is like Kiddushin. Any Isser that is Mafkia Kiddushin is Mafkia Zika. Any Isser that is not Mafkiya Kiddushin
still needs chalitza. Now, what have I just written? I just read, if you could read the Maskan and Daf Chafam Beis, is that it's not a general rule of kol oliyim ola chalitza. No, really, it has nothing to do with oliyim ola chalitza. It's a rule that whoever tfisas kiddushin needs chalitza, because zika is like kiddushin. Whoever doesn't have tfisas kiddushin doesn't need chalitza because it's mafkiya the zika. What gemara have I just said over? That whatever's mafkiya kiddushin, you don't need chalitza. But if there's still kiddushin, you need chalitza. So to Ham and Beis. For her Baal, she needs a get. It's not mafkiya kiddushin, so she needs chalitza. Basically, there's a wine in Daf Chafam Beis in Yevamos, which seems to match Sol to Daf Ham and Beis. So even though that was only a Havamina, so it's Daf Ham and Beis, it's a Maskana. So that's exactly what Yosef's saying on Sol to Daf Ham and Beis. He's saying, look at the Maskana. Don't look at Kol Ol Yivin HaHavamina. Look at the Maskana of what it really means. It really doesn't mean Kol Ol Yivin Ola Chalitza. There's no such rule. It really means whoever has a Zik, a Kiddushin, needs Chalitza to be Afkiya that Kiddushin. Whoever wouldn't have Kiddushin doesn't need to be Afkiya the Kiddushin. And then what would Rav say? Rav would say, L'chora, that no. There's a general rule of Kol ha'ole le'yibam ole la'chalitza v'chuli. Say no! Whoever doesn't have yibam doesn't have chalitza. What are you giving me? Don't give me that line, the havi of chafam beis. That's not what it meant. And according to Rav, someone fill in from the first semester. According to Rav, why would chayve lavin va'asei? Why would Almoni mean student Kohen Gadol only chalitza if she not only yibam? What does some Rishonim say, like the Meiri and the Tosfos Rush? Maybe it's only chalitza drabanan. She doesn't really need chalitza. Or maybe it's a special zeres hakasuf. Okay, so one way is that they're arguing about whether sota is really misyabemis midoraisa or not. The second way is saying no. They're arguing about the rule of chalitza. Is chalitza like a get and really parallel to a get, and there's no rule of ola yibam? There's just a rule that whoever has marriage needs chalitza, whoever doesn't have marriage doesn't need chalitza. Or no, chalitza is just refusing to do yibam. This could be a fundamental chakir about chalitza. We'll save getting into it deeply, because we have a lot of sota to talk about for daf chafam beis, which we'll, Meretz Hashem, get to. A third way of reading it just, the machlokas, and this will have to end, because I'm already 1 minute over, and I'm only going to take another two, is that maybe everyone agrees that Eino Olim or Eino Ola Chalitza and Olim Ola Chalitza. But, and remember also back from this all Kazrim, what we said in the Gilmo and Aleph, what are the differences between different kinds of reasons why you might not be Olim? There could be a reason not Olim that's just a side problem, an external problem, or there could be a reason not Olim because you're fundamentally of a Ptura from Yibam. Right? So, maybe they all agree there's a general rule. But, remember what the Raspa said about Balas Tanai? He said, why is Balas Tanai not Pater from Chalitza? Because that's only a side problem. Right? So maybe the Machlokas is this. They both agree there's a rule of Kol Ha'ole for internal Yisurim. And what's the machlokes? And this is almost similar to the Rishon, it's not going as far. Rav Yosef says that the Isur Yibam of Sota is a side problem. It's an Isur of Sota, it's not a Klal of Yibam. It's a side problem, right? There happens to be an Isser. Oh, if there just happens to be an Isser, but you still need Chalitza, well, what does Rav say? Rav says, no. The Isser Yibam of Sota is an internal rule of Hilchos Yibam. After all, that's Pashup Shah. Meaning, why would this be an internal rule of Hilchos Yibam? Because the point of Yibam is to build a bias, and this is not a bias worth building, right? So maybe that's the machlokes. He says that Yisur Yibam is an internal rule of Hilchos Yibam, that it's an internal rule of Hilchos Yibam, and therefore she's called not Ole Le Yibam fundamentally.
While Rav Yosef thinks, no, it's a side problem. Really, she is Ol Yibam. He has a side problem that he is an Isser to marry a Sota. The Isser Sota applies to him. And therefore, she really is Ol Yibam. She just has a side problem, and that's why she does Chalitza. She's like Balas Tanai. Okay, I think the perhaps most likely way is the second way, but this is what we've done so far, and then what we're going to do next time, we've analyzed exactly what the din of Sota is, Sota Vadai. So far we're talking about Sota Vadai. Sota Safek has only been background. What is Tumak Suba Karais? What is Asura? And we've gotten into some lumbus and Kol Ol Yibam Chalitza. We visited on Daf Yibam, we visit it now. We'll re-summarize it all and get into the mostly Sotatic lumbus on Daf Chaf, Amir Tzashem, which Amir Tzashem will get to, because there's some fast dot in the middle. What I want to do next time is discuss Sota Safek. That's the whole question of, is Sota Safek, what is the status of Sota Safek? Is she really Sota Safek? Is she really Safek Kavadai? Is she really Safek not Kavadai, the famous Rav Chaim? So what we'll discuss on Thursday is what's the status of Sota Safek. And then on next Monday, we will go on to the look at a little bit of the sugya of Maksu Grishasso, but also come back and tie that into some additional angles on Sota. But again, next Thursday Shir is going to be one topic and one topic alone, which is, what is the relationship, what kind of Sufik is Sota Sufik? That's what we'll cover in the Shem next time.
Answer number two is just another way of saying that they disagree on whether there's the non-internal inner world.